Corrie is on the line with today's Nutrition Chat with the compliments of the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Corrie Rosmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And Corrie, good morning. Welcome to the show this fine Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Wayne. It's lovely to be here again.
And thanks for joining us. And, you know, after a long weekend, today kind of feels like a Monday, but the nice part is that it's actually a Tuesday, so the week is well on its way.
Yes, definitely. But we'll all have a bit of a shorter week.
Indeed, a nice short week. But getting into the essence of the chat, we're talking essential vitamins today, and the question is, how does a diet rich in essential vitamins and minerals help protect against heart disease?
Yeah, so it's a lot of interesting points today of different vitamins and minerals that are so important for your heart health.
And vitamin C and its impact on cardiovascular health, and which foods are rich in this nutrient?
Yes, so a large study found that eating more fruits and vegetables, so over 5 servings a day, reduced heart disease risk by 17% compared to eating fewer than 3 servings daily. Mm-hmm. So vitamin C in these foods, they found, firstly, protects your cells from damage caused by harmful substances, which can lead to inflammation in the body. It also prevents damage to your blood vessels. Mm-hmm. Then, vitamin C helps to prevent buildup of plaque in your arteries, which of course leads to heart disease, and also prevents blood clots that keep your cells healthy. So prevents things, if you think about blood clots that cause stroke and so. So in short, vitamin C helps protect your heart and blood vessels from damage, reducing the risk of heart disease. So if we look at some dietary sources of vitamin C, it's mostly found in your fresh vegetables and fruits that we mentioned, especially your tomatoes, cauliflower, peppers, dark leafy vegetables. Citrus, of course, is a big one, especially now in winter. Mm-hmm. And then grapes, kiwis, and oranges, of course.
Right. And then moving on to vitamin B. B vitamins impact on cardiovascular health. And which foods are rich in this nutrient?
Yes, so vitamin B is a very important one because it forms part of most coenzymes. So that means it actually participates in the way your body metabolizes sugar, protein, fat, and that's why it's so important. So there are quite a few of B vitamins. There are more than 12 types, actually. So you get folate, which is B9, you get B12, you get niacin, which is B3 and B2. So there are quite a few, and all of these. So if we look at niacin, for example, or vitamin B3, it plays a significant role in improving cholesterol levels in the body. So what it does is it lowers your bad cholesterol, which is your LDL cholesterol, and it helps to increase your good cholesterol, which is your HDL. Mm-hmm. So first of all, it does this by removing excess LDL cholesterol. So that makes sure that your blood vessels are healthy. It reduces inflammation in the blood vessels. And then, of course, it in turn improves your heart health. So if we look at sources of this, of niacin, it's mostly in your lean meats, your cereals, your beans is a big one, and then your green leafy vegetables.
Right. And then one that's that often pops up, and that's our old friend omega-3. What is the relationship between omega-3 fatty acids and heart disease prevention?
Yes, so here at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, we always talk about omega-3 fatty acids because it's so beneficial for your heart health. So research shows that it can help prevent heart disease, inflammation, and again, metabolic problems. So studies have found that taking high doses of omega-3 around 4 grams per day, can significantly reduce the risk of heart disease by 25% and slow down the progression of atherosclerosis. So if you do have plaque buildup in the arteries or hardening of the arteries. So omega-3s also work by improving cholesterol levels. It reduces inflammation in the body, prevents blood vessel damage, and then this leads to better overall heart health. So we recommend at the Heart and Stroke Foundation trying to get at least 3 omega-3 fatty acids in your diet 2 to 3 times per week. And you'll find this in foods like especially your fatty fish like pilchard, sardines, and mackerel, especially also the ones that are canned and widely available. Then you also get it in salmon and trout. And then some local fish species would be your hake and your snook, which you can also omega-3. Yes.
And then the importance of potassium in regulating blood pressure and also reducing that heart disease risk.
Yes, so potassium is one of the most important minerals for blood pressure control. So potassium helps balance sodium levels in the body or salt levels, which we know can increase your blood pressure. So when sodium levels are high, potassium helps to counteract these effects. So it promotes blood vessel relaxation, and then that reduces your blood pressure.
Right, right. And then antioxidants. So you hear a lot about antioxidants as well, like vitamin E and beta carotene. How do they contribute to your heart health?
Yes, so vitamin E plays a very important role in protecting our body from damage caused by harmful substances. So it again reduces inflammation in the body. So antioxidants are great for any oxidative stress. So we know that there are different things in our environment that cause oxidative stress, smoking, alcohol, unhealthy diets, that all cause stress in the body. So antioxidants like vitamin E and beta carotene helps to reduce that those stress, lower inflammation, and protects your cells against damage.
Okay, and then some simple dietary changes that listeners can make to boost their intake of heart-healthy micronutrients. You know, it's quite a simple process. You've just got to find the right foods.
Yes, definitely. So for your micronutrients, it's all about fruits and veggies. As we said, the aim is for at least 5 portions a day. So that's vegetables and fruit together. Aim for at least 3 servings of veggies and 2 servings of fruit every day. So first, aim for a colorful plate. So dark leafy green vegetables, yellow and orange fruits, especially in winter, is great. Always go for seasonal. And then, of course, you can you need to also focus on how you cook these vegetables. For example, because you want to preserve those micronutrients.
Right.
So cook it quickly in a little bit of water. And then steam is also very shortly. That's also an option.
And then, you know, you watch ads on TV and in magazines and things like that where they're always advertising supplements. The question is, are supplements necessary or can a balanced diet provide adequate micronutrients for heart health?
Yeah, so a balanced diet is absolutely the best way to get those essential micronutrients for heart health, because when you have whole foods, it offers a complex mix of vitamins, minerals, also other beneficial compounds like fiber, for example, that you won't get in a supplement. So supplements can be helpful in certain cases, but they definitely shouldn't replace a healthy diet. Foods and nutrients especially are also better absorbed coming from the whole food in turn compared to the supplement, where you might not actually be absorbing as much necessary.
Right, and absorbing what you actually need. And then, Corrie, are there any specific foods or nutrients that can help lower cholesterol and blood pressure?
Yes, so research actually shows that consuming legumes has a protective effect on cardiovascular disease risk factors. So it helps improve total cholesterol, reduce your bad LDL cholesterol, and improve your blood sugar levels because of the fiber, which can improve your digestion, reduce spikes in blood sugar, promote colon health. So legumes, again, that's your beans, your split peas, your lentils, and for example, your soybeans.
Right, right. And then looking at studies, and what do studies say about the impact of micronutrient deficiencies on heart disease risk?
Yeah, so studies consistently show that micronutrient deficiencies increase your risk for heart disease. So micronutrient deficiency impairs your heart function because you have all this oxidative stress in the body. There's nothing to help get rid of the inflammation. So it enhances the oxidative stress. Specific deficiencies like vitamin D, omega-3, magnesium or potassium, mm-hmm. because they are so important in managing blood pressure, they have even higher effects when they're deficient. So it's just, again, highlights the importance of a good balanced diet full of fruits and veggies.
So it boils down at the end of the day to a balanced diet, your fruits, your vegetables, properly cooked but not overcooked, and sometimes even raw being better if you can. Certain fruits and veggies lend themselves to be eaten raw.
Yes, most definitely.
So that's the way to go. And Kari, for more information about the Heart and Stroke Foundation and your work and the resources, how can listeners get in touch?
Yeah, so listeners can learn more about heart health and healthy eating, also find recipe books and information on our website at heartfoundation.co.za. And then they are also welcome to contact our office to speak to one of our dietitians, and that's at 021-422-1586.
Great. Kari, thank you very, very much. Have a great day, and we'll look forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, then. That's Kari Erasmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about essential vitamins and minerals. And if you want to listen to this chat again, it will be on our website later on today.